This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass, no hair dye here, Tass.
Are you still going, Macca? What are you dying to talk about next, Macca?
Oh, look, I want to introduce our next guest is Olga Bartosek. Olga is the Assistant Secretary of the Ambulance Union in Victoria. Good morning, Olga. How are you? And thanks for making the time today.
Oh, thank you, Macca and Tass. It's great to be here.
Great to have you on the airwaves this morning, Olga. Olga, it's Tass here. Olga, in preparing for our discussion with you this morning, I was rereading an article that I read in The Age that was published on the 1st of November by Wendy Tuohy, and she talks about Ambulance Victoria having a culture of retribution. And further on, she says that, you know, there is a culture of if you complain, they will punish you. What do you say to that? What are your reflections on those comments?
Oh, look, there's certainly over the years it's been pretty horrendous where people just are not made to feel supported in as soon as anyone being out of the norm. So it would be people who then go off and, let's say, have a child, come back to work and need to work deferring rosters to what their system allows. All of a sudden they are bullied and harassed and forced into working the shifts that their archaic system makes them work in. And anyone who tries to buck the system or complain or, discuss why they can't do a particular shift or roster because of their personal and family circumstances, then adverse action occurs. So they don't get to allow their professional development to progress in any way, and they're made to feel isolated and left out, basically. You just have to keep your head low and do the job, come to work and not say anything against the system that's there.
So we've seen, Olga, examples of that, what you've talked about rostering and people coming back into the workforce after, a type of family leave or sometimes other leave. We've also seen in the last few weeks a huge number of reports of bullying and sexual harassment and other harassment in Ambulance Victoria. My information is there has been a tsunami of complaints, not just coming to your union, but to the Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission.
Yes, that's right.
I'm talking hundreds.
Yes, we've had over 150
wow.
Responses, absolutely, submissions. And I'm still getting some today where people are saying, we had to put a bit of a time limit.
Yeah.
So yesterday we said to people that, external submissions, if they could be finalised yesterday, because we need to put them together. But I'm still getting people texting me and writing messages and emailing me today.
That's really disturbing. And I know that, the Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission are also getting ready, for a tsunami.
Yep.
What... So the extent of this is pretty widespread. My question is, Olga, this hasn't happened overnight.
Oh.
Has Ambulance Victoria management known about these issues? But, you know,
yes.
For some time they have?
Yes, for years.
So what has allowed it to get to this point where the dam wall has broken? You know, where your members, you know, are saying, you know what, enough is enough. The system, you know, the culture obviously is not working, but the system that deals with this is not working, is it?
That's exactly right. It has been happening for years, and certainly members who do have the courage to fight back, they do have the opportunity to lodge grievances or disputes, and that's when they come to us and we'll go through a dispute resolution process. But there are certainly so many more people who are too frightened to say anything. So for years, people have just, like I said, head down, go to work, do your job, go home. And certainly, finally, there's been, you know, one, I guess if you want to call it a whistleblower, who went to the media and said this needs to stop. So now people feel empowered to be able to, you know what, the union is helping. I'm now happy to stick my neck out and tell everyone what's actually going on.
So, Olga, it's Tess here again. On a forward-looking approach, what's AV doing about this, and what's been the reaction?
Well, they're certainly, they've called for the review with VIRIOC, the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission, and they're getting staff members to write to them and or directly to the Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission.
What's a positive? So that's a positive thing, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do we
sounds to me like horses and gates.
What do we expect to... what do we expect Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission review to find then? To validate these sorts of complaints?
Oh, absolutely, to validate them. I guess, us as a union, we certainly have to try to manage people's expectations because some people will be wanting, where they thought a case or complaint that they had put in 1 year, 10 years ago, and they feel as though justice wasn't served. We probably have to manage those expectations that, you know, it may or may not be reinvestigated. Hopefully it will, if they feel as though, managers were investigating managers. You know, how can you get any justice out of that?
But, yeah. So what does good look like? What does good look like for you, Olga?
Look, some people absolutely need to be held accountable. Absolutely.
Okay, so we want some retribution. What else does good look like?
Heads and sticks.
Well, and systems changed. Yeah. Systems changed, and people to be allowed to be who they are and be able to genuinely have a work-family-life balance.
Yeah. You know, I've got to say, Olga, this really troubles me. People that know me and friends and everything, for me to respect individuals and organisations, it's a very high bar.
Yeah.
And I had huge respect for Ambulance Victoria, and you know what? It's gone. It's gone because this has festered for years, right? They've known it's going on. The system has failed people. It has failed paramedics. An organisation that exists to look after people's health has let down its own employees, and I'm quite disturbed by that. I'm very disturbed by it.
Well, look, I mean, I thought things had changed. And look, certain things have changed. You know, flexible work arrangements. When I had my son 15 years ago, I was the first team manager in the rural area. And I came back after having my 12-month parental leave and applied for a flexible work arrangement. They said, yep, sure, that's fine. I was doing 30 hours a week, but I wasn't allowed to do the team manager duties, and I was the team manager of the branch. I mean, I certainly didn't think I'd lost my brain as well, but they, for 18 months, I was not doing that role, and they were upward relieving someone at my branch to do that role. So So they were paying two team managers in effect. That's changed, and certainly flexible work arrangements have come a long way, but we've still got a very long way to go. And bullying and harassment is just...
Well, it's not acceptable.
It's not on.
Yep. Thank you very much, Olga.
Sorry,
for your
Olga.
Time.
I just quickly, we've actually got an email from a listener.
Oh,
a question which I'm going to read out. I don't quite understand it, Olga. So and it says, Olga, given the extra workload that Ambulance Victoria is seeing with metro people now going into regional areas, what do you think of Ambulance Victoria reviewing the role of the clinician, especially the rural clinician, and the role that they play in supporting staff and patients in hospitals? It says that there's a change coming, or a change Ambulance Victoria wants to make around rural clinicians. Do you have a comment?
Look, I know that rural clinicians are absolutely overworked and understaffed. The clinician is the clinical supervisor in the control room. That's who they're talking about. And in rural, there is only one overnight. Every night, one person. That person has to, even when they have a toilet break, has to take their pager and phone with them. That's how dire it is.
Okay, and what AV, it says here, AV are planning to reduce that role in the regions, to centralise it.
Which is crazy, because the regional clinicians know and understand the resourcing requirements and how things work in the regional areas compared to someone in metro. Very different.
Olga, thank you very much for your time this morning. Yeah. We could talk about this all morning, of course, but it's difficult to pick out individual issues and try to deal with them on air like this. But we really do appreciate you shedding some light on the issues around culture this morning, and wish you the very best for the rest of the weekend.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
Macca.
Thanks, Taz.
Thanks, Olga. You are on
Saturday Magazine.
And look, I'm going to endeavour to get Ambulance Victoria next week to come on and talk about this. I'm very disturbed by it. I've been very disturbed by it.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.